lot about this idea of parliament. Do I understand it to mean here some harmonic principle inherent in the nature of things by which a whole we can achieve this freedom of which you speak, religious freedom?
No, I don't think I was thinking metaphysically at all, but quite simply, thinking in terms of what modern politicians or soldiers would talk of as organizing priorities. The decision of what comes, what is more important than what. What comes first. What, in fact, you sacrifice to something else, if the need arises. You've got always far more that you would like, perfectly legitimately, to have or to do than you ever possibly can. And the first thing you need to know is what is the right thing to turn down. If you can't have them all, what is the thing that comes first and to which other things should be sacrificed? That's all that I meant by principle of balance, really, that in your activities, whether as teachers or any other way, the thing that you want to know is what comes first. And hold on to that, and what comes lower down the list, that doesn't matter so much. And the danger is that you get things that really should come lower down the list right on top, like success, what you were talking about. Success should happen, if it happens, as an offshoot, as something that arises out of doing a job properly. If it comes, it's good. It's good luck. If it doesn't come, you haven't lost much. You've got your friends still.
If we organize priorities this way, does this not seem to imply that we have recognized some principle underlying this?
Oh, certainly, yes. But don't let me be too intellectual about it. That kind of recognition is normally, I think in all questions of value, it's normally a matter of feeling rather than intellectual understanding. Once you have the feeling and have know, as it were, as we sometimes say, instinctively, because we haven't a better word, that this is more important than that, and we really ought to sacrifice the second to the first, if it has to be, if something has to go, then you can get busy intellectually trying to understand the principles. But one doesn't live by principles, and I don't think what one ought to try. One lives with one's whole self, and the effort to turn oneself into a pure intellect is disastrous, because it has the effect that you can't do anything that is purely intellectual anyway, so that you stultify yourself, as so many of us philosophers do, by trying to prove everything. And we get stuck at the first hole, as it were, and never get around the course.